Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Also, the part where we like don't actually really explain what happened last time.
Oh, I know.
So good.
I had somebody message me like while they were listening to it, going, "Did I miss an episode?"
Sort of.
I mean, pretty much. So did we.
Well, as heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to Nerd Talk. Plus, it's longer. It's dumber. It's longer and dumber. I was gonna say it better.
Deeper,
I don't know.
Thicker,
harder, faster.
Yeah,
faster. Yeah. It's not smaller.
It's not.
Now, I don't know how to approach this, but he's basically a slice of pizza in Tidy Whitey's. He's not with us right now, but he's Tony Pizza, Brandon from the internet, who's in Hawaii right now, where it's some unknown time of day. It's nighttime where I'm at. It's later nighttime where Siege is at, and it's a mystery time that I don't even need the answer to. It's probably daylight time still where he's at, but
it's probably a nice sunny afternoon that he's just like laying out on the beach.
Yeah. Sean Gravy Gervin is joining us to make sure to school us at the end of the show about what we get right or possibly no what we get wrong or possibly what we get right. But Sean, question for you. Brandon is in a place called Lanai. You're the person who used to live in Hawaii. Shout outs to the Navy. The Earth Navy, not the Space Navy. Describe Lanai for us before we get Brandon's take on it, please.
It's probably one of the smallest islands you can live on there. It's right off the coast of Maui. It's in between Maui and Molokai.
Yeah.
It's got one little town on it called Lanai City, and it is covered in pine trees for some reason.
What?
Yeah. It's a little incongruous when you get there. It's really weird because the main town is in the center of the island, which is the top of the island, and there's very little stuff actually on the beach around the edges. There's like one little resort on the edge. Weird. But yeah, it's an odd...
It's like some bird bring it or something like that, you think?
I think it was intentionally planted there years ago. And then, what's his name? Ellison from
Shout outs to Whitey. Yeah.
Sub dummies. Yeah.
And then the guy from Oracle like owns almost the whole island, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, the coolest
Just
thing.
Just like the rest of Hawaii, unfortunately, right now. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg.
When I was there a long time ago, the coolest thing I saw was some guy decided to import a bunch of Land Rovers as rental cars.
Oh,
cool.
Cool. Yeah. That's a good rich guy move. I love that. Yeah. There's like certain rich guy stuff that happens where you're like, yeah, all right. And then there's like Elon Musk doing weird stuff that I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. Molokai is, they're ornery there, aren't they? They don't like Howley and people and whatnot.
I mean, it's just like any other part of the islands. It's not as touristy Molokai is, and that's where there used to be the leper colony a century ago.
I love leopards. They're awesome. They're like, wow.
Not those. Yeah. But yeah, it's an interesting place. I've been to all the islands you can actually go to.
Hold on. Is there such thing as a leopard with leprosy? Could, like, you have a leopard with parts falling off of it? Because that's awesome.
would just the spots fall off?
Right. We'll let him go ahead and mute himself again now.
Damn it. That's what happens. We let you talk, and all of a sudden, we revoke it immediately. Finish that glass, my friend.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He looks at himself in the mirror and says, I'm good enough to be you, Crash Bandicoot. He's your mean daddy, our corndog one. He's Siege. Hi there.
You know what, buddy? I can't express just how much that means to me that, like, I can make you like Florida, having been here and experienced it with me. Like, that just blows me away for some reason.
Yeah, I'm, like, big time. Like, I have every reason to hate Florida. Like, Ron DeSantis is pretty much the main one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then... But it's like, okay, so, like, I lived in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas, like, pretty much sucks overall. Like, the idea of Vegas sucks. It's, like, kind of fun for 36 hours is, like, ideally the amount of time you spend there. But then when I lived in Las Vegas, the people were great to me. They were,
of course,
salt
locals
of the earth. And, yeah, they just, you know, they had to put up with it, too. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't there employed by the Strip. I was there working like everyone else, just doing a thing. My job happened to be super fun, doing radio or whatever. But they embraced me, and they, like, loved being in that town. And, like, I don't want to see sports teams taken away from the Oakland area or whatever. Yeah. But, like, those degenerates deserve to have something to be excited about, because other than that, it's, like, insane clown posse and crystal meth. So it's, like,
I mean, which also on its own isn't that bad if we're going to be real about it.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree, but yeah, I hear you. Also, I mean, the NASCAR track,
obviously,
out there.
Juggalo. Yeah.
And so, to know that, like, I went to Florida with all these, like, at least they've got NASA, but then someone's like, nah, you just gotta wrap yourself in it and just enjoy, just go with it. Yeah, we could still hate the book bans and the basically anything that the governor stands for. It's easy to hate all that. But then people are like, hey, you want to party and, like, not give a crap? And I'm like, I want to do that. You want to just wander down to the beach and then just find yourself drunk? Yes, I do. Yep. Hey!
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, look at that with the – it is daytime there. We've got Tony Capriza, he wrote. But I think it's more like Tony Caprison. I think that's what we're gonna.
Oh, dude, wow. That would have been way better. Yeah. I've also got my daughter.
I was just saying, do you have some sort of bird with you? Because that's cool.
That's amazing.
Oh, that is what it sounds like, isn't it? Hey, hey, quit that. Stop that. Okay, I'll just mute myself. That sounds good.
Anyway, Florida, like, I think one of the things that I take away, I always reference the making crazy traffic decisions and just being like, we're just going to go with it. That's kind of the thing that, like, stands out. We had a great time. Like, just truly a super fun time.
And then, like, the worst situation time period ever as well. It was, like, right in the middle of the pandemic, so.
And one of the things that I think about the most, though, is the crazy birds. There's so many tall birds there. And I'm like, it's basically all these different types of flamingos. Mm-hmm. You know, they look like aliens. You've only ever seen them in a zoo if you're not from Florida. And then there's I talk about it all the time, I guess. But it's like, I love seeing the crazy dinosaur birds. Multiple times I stopped a car to be like, look, it's a dinosaur.
And what's great about it is, like, you were just like, I mean.
Is he in Australia? Because Tony Caprison was upside down there for a second. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh!
Look at this guy.
Don't show the flavor. I want it to be a surprise. No, it's okay. You wouldn't have known.
And to think about it, you were, like, just barely at, like, the tip of really exploring that. Like, when you get down way south here, like, where I am, like, where we were was about 3 hours north of where I am on the regular. And if you get all the way down south here, I mean, it's like full on Everglades National Park. We can go explore some like really deep stuff. And if we get into the Keys, oh, buddy.
I don't want more Everglades. I liked it better when they were mountains, but I do like the idea that there is literally just a, there's just an alligator like within, there's probably an alligator within a quarter mile of you right now, right?
Man, with the hurricane, oh, within a quarter mile? Absolutely. I'm sure there's one like probably within 500 feet of like where I'm broadcasting from right now. Like during
alligators
the hurricanes
are like the
here,
raccoons of Florida. They're just,
oh, yeah.
You know, they're,
and we have raccoons too, which is like even crazier. So they're just like, yeah.
Okay. I want to jump straight to something right now. You can go to nerdtalkplus.com, all that, and contribute and all these things, and we'll get back to that. But while we have Tony Pizza with us here, joining us from Lanai, is that what it's called, Lanai?
Yeah.
He somehow
found...
Are you
on the Lanai on Lanai?
A Capri Sun. Gravy, can you do me a favor? Can you... I put a link on the run sheet of the Instagram video, or you can look it up. Can you actually time how long it takes the guy to do the drinking portion of it? Like, I want to know what amount of time the guy sets to take the straw out, put it into the thing, and then how much it is drinking. What I'm referring to is, I hope you have more than one, Brandon.
Oh, I have a whole pack.
He's going for it.
Currently, Goldie is about to do 1 minute of Capri Sun. So she's only 15 months old, so she gets a head start.
She's going to be a mess here in a few minutes, so enjoy the sugar, kid.
Yeah, you're just drinking the thing where the straw was, not even out of the straw. No, don't pull the straw out. That's anti the record. Come on,
suck
what are you
hole,
doing?
Suck the hole, mint chill dude wipes.
Hey, this is his 1-year-old child. Please stop.
She can't hear me. And if she can, it's Uncle Steve.
I can hear you, though. That's the problem.
She barely knows English.
Stupid ever since baby.
Okay, so for reference, a couple weeks ago, we came across a world record, and the guy's name is Jerky Mick. I hate your face. And he... is, oh, did I not put it in there, Sean? I'm sorry. I thought I put a link to it in there. Fastest smash of a Capri Sun, I wrote. Anyway, this guy drinks a Capri Sun, and he set the world record for it. And we were like, how long does it take to drink a Capri Sun? 10 seconds? 21.71 seconds is what it takes for this. Mike Jack is the guy's name.
I mean, that is the closest normal name to the thing that you actually called him a second ago.
Like, we're pretty close.
Yeah. Jerky Mick, Mike Jack. Wow.
So Mike Jack, he has a Capri Sun. Now, I don't have a paper straw Capri Sun, which is one of the qualifiers for this, but I don't think that that's
I don't either. This
thing
is Florida.
And so we each have a Capri Sun. Gravy, if you want to jump in on this too, I want to know what everyone, when you looked at, you were at the grocery store, Brandon's options were probably a little more limited because he's
very
somewhere where there isn't anything. And so, except for pine trees for some reason. And so, Brandon, we'll go with you last because I think you're going to have the least interesting, probably. No offense. I think you're an interesting person. But Siege, you seem like probably our Capri Sun expert. I don't know why I think that, but I'm going to go ahead and say that's the
somehow case. Siege got Mountain Dew Capri Sun.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. Like Baja Blaster.
I got Ecto Baja Blasteroonie. No. Yeah. I got your basic Pacific cooler because that's just like the OG for me.
Okay, Pacific Cooler. Again, for anyone who doesn't know, Capri Sun is like a silver pouch, and it has a little weak point in it that you take the straw with the pointy thing and like a syringe going into a junkie's arm. You put it into the pouch and then you put it up or whatever. Gravy, what flavor did you end up purchasing for the Endeavor?
Oh, it's the OG Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to look at the guy's video and see which one he had. It looks like there's orange on it or something. I went with Wild Card, man. I had a lot of options, and I tried to find the one with the least amount of sugar. Turns out the ones that are like the natural juice ones have the most sugar.
Oh, so much, yeah.
So I got strawberry kiwi was my...
Whoa, look at you twinsies.
Yes, yes.
Two each.
Yes. So
yeah, I got it because it was the only flavor. basically, like all the places here... because this island is so small, the all the places here basically like somebody, like even the grocery store, it was like, hey, I sent my cousin to Costco on Maui and here's what they brought back. So now we can sell it at our grocery store.
That's awesome.
So anyway, Sean did the research here for us. It turns out in the 21.7 seconds that this guy takes to do it, getting the straw out and into the Capri Sun is like a huge chunk of time, clocking in at about 9 seconds, with only about 12 and a half seconds for the actual consumption. And he dropped
it. Oh, my God. Scott, he didn't redo it?
Okay. This is starting to get a little bit more understandable why it took so long.
Okay, so my question then is, do we approach this where we one at a time see who can do the best time? Brandon's nodding yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we could just see. I don't like being competitive against my teammates, which I consider you guys.
I like being competitive
against the world. And so, like, as a team, I think one of us can at least get close. The guy with the familiar trimmer probably not going to do a great job, but like, I want to see if we can get there and then challenge Mike Jack and then tell him to jack off.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm way ahead of you. $100. Easy.
Also, if that's not that guy's slogan, I don't know what his problem is. Like, I'm about to jack off.
Hey, Goldie hated that joke, for what it's worth. Hey, no, this one, you still have more in here, okay?
Well, look at her. She's an addict already. I love it.
Guess who's not going to win this world record?
Not Goldie. That's the...
Yeah.
Okay, well, Brandon, why don't we... Well, since you have a child there with you, why don't we try to...
For the record, it's my child.
Why don't we start with you?
I was allowed to bring her here.
To Hawaii or to the Capri Sun drink-off?
Well, I did tell my wife what I was doing, so she was like, under one condition, you take this child.
She's like, hey, try to die while you're doing this. If you could choke to death, that'd be great. You're like,
yeah, exactly. I told her, hey, this is, just so you know, this is an audio format, so I am gonna have to leave her on the other side of the park.
Okay, so Brandon, hi, sweetheart.
Hey, baby.
Oh, she's so cute. She is actually
a
tiny child.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, Brandon, so since we have a limited time frame with you because you have this child that you've willingly brought. Yeah.
What's the best way to...
You just did it. You did exactly right. I'm going to time you. And so I'm going to watch your video. And when you take your hands off, I'm going to hit the start. Okay? So just count
down.
So
it's like... It's...
Yep.
Cool. I'll do mine like up here. Yeah.
I'm going to do it as soon as your hands come off the table. And since we have it on video, if it turns out to be, you know, if you get close, then maybe we'll go back and actually watch it. Let's see what Mike Jack does real quick before we start. Let's just.
Mm-hmm.
He's touching the table. Yeah. Before he jacks off, he has his hands on the table like a Rubik's Cube solve. And then he grabs it and goes to town. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, you heard me. Before,
he's just like
before
me.
The jack off, he has his hands on the table. Okay. Okay, so Brandon, whenever you're ready, just count me down, say 3, 2, 1, and then I'll hit the start as I watch your hands, okay? Okay. Oh, do we have any Capri Sun drinking music? That's what we really need.
Hold on a second.
It's probably best that you don't have a tactic because, like, what he's doing, there's nothing to learn from it except for make an awful face as if, like, someone is, like, trying to, like, take you to the proctologist or something like that.
I do have some music.
Oh, I thought you meant you were already having some. Okay, never mind. He's like, yeah, I've been plugged all day. Okay, ready, Brandon. What? Oh, he's in. That was quick. That was quick. It only took him 5.5 seconds to get the straw in. Get out of here!
Yes! Yes!
Contest over!
What? 13.58. That's
Mike
right.
Mike Jack is a real jag-off. You know what I mean? Like, get out of here.
Suck it, Mike Brandon's. Jack.
See ya. The contest
Dude,
the podcast
that's a walk-off. Walk-off. Yeah.
I feel like we were so vindicated by that. Bye, Brandon. Congratulations. Just stay on the text, and we'll keep you updated. Oh, okay.
Okay. The baby just rolled away.
Guys, I feel. Okay, so I feel like I'm gonna do an awful job. But also I can't get my camera the way I need it. I wonder if I can switch cameras.
Let's see.
Hold on. Let's see here. I won't be able to see you guys here for
Dare
a
second, my but. Dong.
No, I can't.
Does that work? Yeah, that'll work.
Brandon might have to be the official podcast record trier because I don't know what to do exactly. Congratulations to Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since Brandon set the time, I'm just going to do it and we just won't have a great view of it. And that'll be all recorded on my end. How about that? And then I'll splice it in if I really get motivated.
Cool.
When I'm done with this. Okay. So, but you guys will see me kind of going forward or whatever, but
Gravy, you going to time him? Cool.
Okay. I'm recording over here on my end. Oh boy. This seems like it's going to be a real disaster, if you ask me. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
And,
give us a countdown and...
Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go! I missed on my first attempt. I got the shroud the wrong way on my first attempt. Ah!
Oh my goodness!
Ah!
My dog Jack is in your head!
Ah, I went through the back!
Oh man! Yeah. How did you stab it all the way through? That's incredible.
I got nervous. Let me try one more. Okay, I'm gonna try
one
more.
It's okay. It happens to everybody their first time.
Okay. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay. Ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, look at that. The clock's on the screen. Oh, come on, baby. Yes. Suck it. Come on. Suck it, Greg. Yeah. Oh, he can't stop laughing. It's coming out his nose. Yeah. Look how red you are. Oh, I love you, Greg. That was incredible. I'm crying.
Oh my God.
It's got it all soft, very gently. Just finishing it off like a good boy should.
Well, that was a disaster.
Wow.
I got Capri Sun everywhere.
I can only imagine how many people are named Greg on the island of Lanai.
They're like, oh, that Stevens kid is gay, I guess, huh? No, different Greg. That's
the only guy on the island, everybody's going to be like, whoa, what happened to him?
That guy loves to suck it. All right, well, Ooh. that was embarrassing.
That was pretty incredible.
It was pretty fun. I turned very red.
Yeah, you did. That was amazing.
About somebody yelling, suck it, at me. I just couldn't.
Clip it.
This is the best podcast ever we've ever done.
Okay, well. E is for everyone, not explicit.
Okay. Well. So what was my time, Sean?
When you cover up your face and stop looking at the camera, those 22 seconds. Yeah.
Okay, great. So out of contention.
But wouldn't that still is that's still like right on world's record pace according to Guinness?
No, I still had half a thing to go. I was like way off. It was coming out my nose. It was the whole thing.
That was gorgeous. Yeah,
no. Okay. So Brandon currently is our record setter at 13.58. Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay. Next up is Siege.
All right. I'm going to play the music a little bit early.
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. And 3, 2, 1.
I got bad news.
You didn't time it.
The sound. Hi, right, Zed!
What'd I get?
Well, I missed the button once. This is not your time. You have to subtract Brandon's time from this and probably a second. So.
Oh, well, I saw. Man, that's like a. That's like 11 seconds, 12 seconds?
It was 13 something, and so you're probably right on pace for 13 seconds with Brandon. Cool. I think that like we're right there. You may be a little faster. We'll go back to the thing and watch it and find out, okay?
I have another.
Oh, Brandon's just gone. Oh, bye, Brandon.
Bye, Brandon.
Didn't even notice. Okay, well, it's all right. Siege, if you want another go at it, I'm happy to time it again, and I'll start it again. I was trying to have a second lap, and then
I got squirt all over my shirt.
I'm sorry?
It's good for you.
Oh, my God.
Look at you. You're going to get ants.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That should have been like the cover art for the episode. It was Greg with the Capri Sun in his mouth like a four-year-old.
All over me. Damn.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to clean up the board.
Yeah, same. I had to like disconnect my keyboard and all this stuff. Okay. Anyway, are you ready to try again, Siege?
Yeah. Let's do. Let's have a go one more time. Let's see.
Hit the music.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Time 13:50. We're like right on the same thing.
I mean, that's got to be the standard pace.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike Jack. Oh, yes. Gravy, you're up, buddy.
My dog is so worried about me. I keep making all these noises, and she's just looking at me like, you all right, dude?
Why isn't your dog looking up all the, the oh, Renegade no, Capri Sun?
I spilled some. Oh, no. Okay. Gravy, it's up to you now.
All right.
And my subpar timing skills.
I honestly feel like we're all going to end up somewhere right around 13 or 12.
I feel like I got to about 91, so.
Total.
That's okay. I'm okay with it.
In combination.
Now, I recorded 2 3/4 minutes of video throughout that thing, so it was a lot. Okay, Gravy, one more time. Hit the music.
3, 2, 1. Now.
Oh, that was a 3.5 second.
Suck it, Gravy. You're underway. Yeah.
There it is. I think he's the winner.
12:53. Look at that. Man, oh, man. Had to bring in somebody who's better than us at everything.
I gotta tell you.
You gotta suck through a tube. Get a sailor.
True.
What's the. Is it or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
That well, man truly worked like he was on a submarine.
Like that, like he was trying to get oxygen out of that thing. All right.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, if you could do us a favor and tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com, we'd love that. Specifically, the getting us feedback and stuff like that is so fun, and it makes Siege so happy to be able to read these things. And so I think we have some listener comments this week as well. I have a Capri Sun burp that's just like...
it's just right hitting there. Right there. Ah, yes. Anyway, yeah,
that,
we
that,
like
that almost 3 minutes of drinking, really.
Mostly air since you stabbed all the way through it.
What an idiot.
That was amazing. I don't think you could have done that if you were trying to.
No, of course not. That was like, it would have gone right in. It was just like,
yeah. So yes, thank you.
Greg does sex.
Goes right through. No. So, yes, you can reach out to us on nerdtalkplus.com. You can get us on Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out. Please leave us 5 stars and comments on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. That's where we can get a lot of the deep comments and everything else like that. Unless you want to just reach out to us, I've got... Oh, I had one of our listeners today. I can't remember who it was. I'd have to go back and look it up. But somebody found that they had missed a couple of episodes and were basically giving me a play-by-play as they were going through. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
The show's great. I'm so proud of it. Like, it's become really unhinged recently, which I think is strange. But, like, it used to be serve a purpose.
Yeah.
It used to be, like... trying to, you know, like have interesting thoughts about space and science and stuff like that. And then it just became everything my life becomes, which is a big ball of ridiculousness, absurdity, and giggling. So
you let Florida in the door, and Florida has taken over.
It could be worse. I mean,
it's true, right?
Yeah. Also, real quick, I have in my life also held a 9-year-old alligator before. So
yes,
that's
true.
Another Florida thing. So
you have.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyway.
Anyway, so let's see. One of our listeners, I'll keep them anonymous, wrote out to me to let me know that they have legalized their divorce at a Waffle House. So if you have any other fun Waffle House facts, please hit us up at nerdtalkplus.com. Let me
see.
Do you
want to bring that full circle and we'll get someone married to you at the
Waffle House? Do you swear on this city ham? Confessions of a Food Freak said, Siege never answered the question of the week about cartoon or TV crushes. What was my first cartoon crush? This is an odd one. It was Daisy Mayhem. Like, you probably don't remember. She was from, like, the Hanna-Barbera All-Stars, but she is, like, straight up Florida. She wore, like, little jean shorts and a cutoff shirt. She's just crazy. She was a bad guy. Then Chitara, but maybe Pink Ranger? I don't know. Whatever. Punky Brewster. Good one. Good one. Good one.
Did I have an answer? Do you remember if I said anything?
I can't remember what you said. We listened to.
The androgynous girl from the original Transformers series cartoon. That was a dude. Oh, okay. Well, you know.
There you go. There's Daisy Mayhem right there in the chat. Thank you so much, Gravy.
Hold on. I'm going to it. Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I mean, this explains a lot. You put some tattoos on her, and like that is.
Yeah, and that's straight Florida right there.
Wow.
Okay. And.
She's like
question.
Florida's Team Rocket. Like, it's like the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. From Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, that was... I was like, what, 6, 7? Somewhere around there. And I was like, ooh, girls. Let's see. Listener question of the week. I have a question for you guys. A plane crash happens.
Question of the week.
Question of the week. Oops. No. But also, yes. Question of the week. I have a question for you guys. Plane crash happens. Which one of you would you eat first and why? Gravy obviously crashed the plane.
Now, here's the question.
Who couldn't fly?
Do we eat the Fat Bachelor first, or does the Fat Bachelor eat us first? That's the big question.
I mean, I'm a lot more athletic and agile than I look, so you'd have to get away.
This is hard to believe, but I am less athletic than I look. So
as evidenced by your stories of falling backwards twice last week.
Yeah, that was terrible. I'll tell you what. I volunteer as tribute. Like,
I knew you would. As soon as I read this, I was like, man, Greg's copping out and like jumping into the coal fire for us.
Never heard sacrificing myself to help people as a cop out, but okay, yeah.
It's your own mini volcano jumping on the fire.
I'm not good eating, though. That's the thing. And Gravy went and made himself all tough and muscly, so that's... You know what? How about this? I think we should all vote to eat Brandon first, because he's not here to... He's called Tony Pizza. He's
pepperoni.
He's fit, but he's not like I'm getting he's my like fitness
slim,
to
slim thick.
He's like he's not getting his fitness to outrun the rage, you know? It's like someone else we know. And so it's yeah. I think out of all of us actually Brandon might be the tastiest. Let's kill him and find out.
Let's do it. And let me see. I swear I have
out of all of
here.
I'm trying to think out of all the people I know, who's the tastiest?
I'd definitely be the tastiest with all the like nice juicy meat on me, but I think Brandon would be like the best eating. Well, you'd have, definitely poison. You're definitely tripping balls as soon as you like put me in your mouth.
He's already near a luau. We could like, you know, go full Hawaiian style and spit roast him.
Slap a couple of pineapple slices on him.
I don't know if this is how they do it or not, but a little he already said something about wanting to be plugged or whatever just a minute ago. I can't remember what that was about. Well, that probably means he wants a, you know, he wants a right through the bum. Yeah. Tony Pizza.
It's got to be Brandon. Brandon's got to be the first one. I'm sure he would probably just, as soon as the plane crashed, he'd be thinking about, well, they're going to eat me.
Then that crazy laugh comes from the
exactly. Yes, sir, we are.
Oh, so close to the fire.
And the last comment was, hey, that old lady with the Ozempic poops.
Yeah.
Could have been carrying around mint chill dude wipes just in case.
Just in case she'd showed up hungry.
It comes full circle.
Just like Siege.
Like a yard sprinkler. that's all right. From our listeners this week. So thank you very much.
Well, gang, we appreciate you so much. But now, from the future of mind control, I didn't realize that this could actually be the key to stopping you from bleeding to death. From nature.com, introducing the Neural Tourniquet, which I think is one of the coolest names you can have for a science or a medical product. The Neural Tourniquet.
I like it.
It's electrical stimulation near the ear, okay, not where you want it, to the vagus nerve, I guess, that can help to reduce bleeding by zapping your spleen, telling it to start making more platelets to go ahead and, like, stop you from bleeding out or whatever. It helps turbocharge the activity of platelets, which are cell fragments that form blood clots. As a blood clot expert, let me tell you, that's actually not what you want.
The human bruise.
I find this hard to believe because, like, if you... You know, if you started thickening up someone's blood, you can't just tell it to only go to where their leg is dangling off. It's going to do it to all of their blood, right? So, like, pretty soon you're going to have, like, vampire oatmeal there, like some thick, nasty stuff for them to slurp out of your neck or whatever. What if you,
like, are the slightest bit unhealthy and you've got thin capillaries or whatever else like that and it can't get through there? Yeah. Like, I can only imagine there's plenty of people who are dehydrated who can't even, like, give blood. Because of how thick it gets. And then you get a little neural strap-on thing, and all of a sudden, like... Yeah.
Okay. Gravy says, you're going to stroke out, man. And I'm like, well, that's what Mike Jack's job is, I feel like. But for $100, I'll do whatever you need to try and slow down that blood flow, redirect it somewhere else, I guess.
Soft hands, Greg.
Obviously, they've submitted this for review. It's like a real thing. And so, like, it's got to have some merit to it. But I just don't understand how you, like, localize it so that way you don't end up. Yeah, like my karate partner, like, he, like, goes to the heart doctor to make sure he's okay. Like, if you don't go to the heart doctor first, will this kill you? Which I imagine the answer is yes.
Right.
Or if you have blood clots in your stupid leg, like me, like, yeah, this could be. I mean, obviously, I think they would probably test you to make sure that you were eligible for it first, but like, it just seems
odd. Would this be something kind of like if you're on blood thinners to, like, just kind of use overall? Because, like you were saying, you definitely cannot localize it. You'd said for yourself, it's like in your ear, right?
Yeah. It's like it looks like a hearing aid kind of. Like it sits on your ear.
Oh, yeah. I see
like
it in the chat.
Like
a headphone. Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. There's no way. It's like you can't be like, okay, we're bleeding out in the leg. Can you kind of do that? Unless it's like inner space with Dennis Quaid and like inject him into the body and have him do that stuff.
I've seen that movie.
Yes. It's only when Brandon's not here. He never believes you.
Dennis Quaid was awesome back in the day, man.
Hell yeah, he was.
What's the guy that is like the gambler guy that's like, he has like some offensive name, he's like a white guy, but they call him like the Mexican or something like that?
Oh, God, I can't remember for the life of me. That was anyway, one of my favorites. That was Meg Ryan too, wasn't it?
Oh, I can't remember.
Ryan, Dennis Quaid.
I've seen it recently, which is, and what's his name? Martin Short.
Martin Short. That's how I was trying to think of him too.
The gambler, what's his name? He becomes like, it's like something like offensive. It's like the Mexican or something like that. I can't remember anyway. Cool film.
Man, I'm going to have to remember. Gravy, is it on the Plex?
I'm sure it is.
He's like looking up right now.
So I think this is wild, dude. Moving on. We'll come back to it if we need to. But I think we've entered into this really weird world now, obviously. But Apple Intelligence is the new Apple AI platform.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, because we don't got time for that, it's going to be summing up your text messages for you. So on your lock screen, it'll be like, message from Gerg. Obviously needs attention or whatever, you know. And I felt like that was originally the whole idea of a text, was to sum up like a nugget of info, especially when you had less characters and when text cost money, you had to, like, you know, be like, hey, I'll be at your house in 10 minutes or whatever, that type of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And you had to do T9, so it took forever to type these things out. Basically, like, it's like sad that we can't even handle reading a whole text anymore. Then again, I'm also not someone with 200 unread texts. So,
I don't know.
A guy gave his story.
Brandon.
Sorry, Brandon just interrupted by texting us. Okay, so a guy told his story, and TechCrunch.com has it if you want to go and read it, but he installed the new iOS with the Apple Intelligence to try it out. He immediately got a text from his girlfriend breaking up with him.
Ooh.
And the AI summed it up. It said, you know, text from Miranda or whatever, no longer in a relationship, wants belongings from the apartment. That's brutal. First of all, don't break up via text. Like, that's like, what are you doing? Like,
that's about as good a summary as you could get. I mean, that's, I'd probably almost rather get that than whatever like long ass thing that she wrote saying, oh, I'm sorry, it's not you, it's me. It's like, don't give me the reasons why. Just are we or aren't we? And yes, get your stuff. Bye.
I like the idea that then you could go back and open up ChatGPT and be like, hey, respond to this text message for me.
In 500 words.
Send that back. Yeah, oh, yeah, be very verbose. That's a great idea. Send that back. And then at some point, you're just, all of your messaging is no longer, it's just machines representing you and representing what's coming into you. And it might be kind of nice to have a filter like that. To be like, again, like, Gerg seems needy, like, whoa, like, ignore or whatever. And then, like, or respond, say something.
Yeah.
Affirming.
Apple iPhone, keep Gerg entertained for a while.
Send him some memes about dicks. Okay.
Send him lots of hot dog content.
Yeah, it's it is crazy to me that like we're so I talk to people all the time. I'm trying to get my shout outs to Gravy, but I'm trying to like get my my photography going in the right direction so I can try and make some money with it, honestly.
Nice.
And so we needed some headshots for work, and so I brought in the camera, I took some headshots, and in the setup process just to get the lighting right, I took a picture of our creative guy. And he was like, oh, wow, this is like, I need a new photo for my email. Can I just use this? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I cleaned it up for him and I like did some retouching on it and just the little stuff that it's like that I'm trying to learn how to do well. And so he takes it and like, sure enough, the next day he sends an email, doesn't address it, but there it is. There's this new picture. And I was like, something's different about it. And I was like, I see that you're using the photo. Cool. And he was like, yeah, I just had to run it through an AI to clean up the shirt and change this. And I was like, the thing that I thought I was doing well creatively, you're like, yeah.
See, that's something I hear about all the time from my photographer friends, is people like comedians, a lot of them have a side job as photographers. Mm-hmm. And oh, look who's back.
Tony Caprison, what's up?
So a lot of our friends have a side job as photographers, and they'll do everything, the full cleanup, the full service and everything. And as soon as they get them back, people are just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to touch this up. I'm going to make myself look a little more tan. And they're like, you could have just asked me to do that.
Yeah. Instead of just telling the thing to do it wrong. Oh, I also have six fingers. That's so crazy.
It's the best.
Tony Pizza's having a hard time here.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think the service is so good in Lanai. I don't know. Look at Extra Handsome. Hey, Brandon, congratulations. We voted that you would be the most likely to have something very specific done to you on this podcast, but we're not going to tell you what. So you have to go back and listen to it.
Punishment.
I feel like it's
Does it have to do with dude wipes?
Well, it got there eventually, but
I just came on to figure out what.
Sorry, what?
Stormlight. What time did Hurricane Siege get?
Well, due to a timing error, we don't know.
I believe we were all somewhere right around 13. Well, yeah, we were all like 12, 13. And then Gravy was, what, 12.5?
Not all of us.
Oh, well, no, I'm lumping you in there, too, because, you know, comedy of errors.
Did you see my performance?
Oh, yes, I did. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody was about the medium, the mean was about 13-something. But I think that Siege's first one was faster, but I screwed up the timing. And so we'll have to go back and actually clock it, which we'll do.
How's it feel to be world record holders, guys?
Well, you're not a world record paced. We'll just
hold this.
Way.
Yeah. Unofficial. Yeah. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, congratulations. Say hi to your beautiful wife for us.
Say hi to your babies for me.
Specifically for Siege.
Yeah.
Say hi to Siege. Say hi to Cage for me.
Yeah. Say what's up.
All right.
I honestly don't know whether she likes that or not.
Oh, dude. She straight up told us that you were the funny part of our podcast. Like, we're like, as she was like not finding our jokes funny, it was amazing. Yeah. And I like Catherine a ton. Like, we get along well and everything. So it's yeah.
I'll never accept that I'm the funny one. I feel like we all play a part in that.
No, to each their own. I've said many funny things in my life, and I'm okay with that or whatever. And,
so I'm done with that portion of my life. And
No, it's not even that. It's that I'm not quitting. I just am. I'm okay acknowledging that people like different things. It's just when I'm at dinner and both of the women are like, "Yeah, Siege is the funny one," and I'm like, "Yeah." And then I look at Brandon and he's like, also like, "Cool, thanks." I'm like, all right, good. Thought we could find some common ground.
Excellent table talk.
Anyway. So this is a fun one that I found as a reference to the beginning of the show when we were talking about Florida. What is the world's tallest flying bird? Asks IFLScience.com.
Ooh, man.
Let me see.
Can I guess? Flying. So I'm trying to think it might be either a great egret, an anhinga.
Don't look yet, Siege.
No. I'm not looking. Yeah, it's either got to. I'm stumped right now. But a great egret or an anhinga or God, I'm blanking. What is the damn thing?
You won't know this
heron,
because
a heron.
Yeah, so it's not one of the weird dinosaurs that lives in Florida or whatever. But it looks like it. It's part of the crane family. It's
okay,
Niles crane.
Oh wow.
No, not Niles Crane.
I was like, oh my God, did they name that character on Frasier after a bird? It would make sense.
It's obviously Martin Crane. I mean, he's the only one that would actually do any hard work. I mean, come on. No, it is part of the crane family, though, and it's the Sauros crane. And it looks like the Eye of Sauron. It's got a bright
dinosaur
red
right in
head.
The name.
Yeah, see? It's got a bright red head and yellow beak, and then it, like, cuts off. The head doesn't get cut off, but the red stops and becomes white right at the necktie line. And so, well,
like
depending on how you wear your tie, if you're a long-necked bird, do you wear it at the top?
Yeah, no, you don't wear it
at
that
high. On your shoulders. And I think that the bird has answered that age-old question for us.
See, so. If you're going to wear it up that high, it's got to be a bow tie. If you're going to wear a necktie, you wear it way down low.
Both worn on the neck, but I understand. The thing is, just shy of 6 feet tall, which is crazy. Its wingspan, 8 feet plus long. Like, it's, yeah, that's a big bird. And not like that awful big bird. It's a big. By the way, I've come back in my life to Sesame Street, as one does when they have children or whatever. And I gotta tell you, Big Bird, the worst character.
Yeah.
On Sesame Street,
yeah.
By far. He's, like, annoying, and, like, I'm like, I have an annoying four-year-old at the time, and then here's another annoying creature just like him, and I'm like, ugh, can we shut this stupid bird up?
Yeah. No, but you're absolutely right. It's like some of those things you go back, and you're like, oh, wow, Big Bird, he's so nice, and, yeah, but he's just like that person at the party that you're just like, come on, man, leave
he's
me
like
alone.
Brandon's dumb kid squawking the whole time. I'm like, shut up.
And you're just bringing me down, buddy. Like, people think Snuffy's the one that brings you down. No, Big Bird.
Yeah. It's because our lives have deteriorated, and Snuffleupagus is the relatable one now, right?
Oh,
and
Oscar's,
Monster,
Oscar's by far our guy.
When I was a kid, I hated Cookie Monster because he wasted all those cookies by the pieces went everywhere, and I was like, I could be eating those cookies. I hate you, you piece of crap.
100%.
Now, as a character, God, he's the best.
I loved Cookie Monster. I hated that he wasted them. I loved Super Grover specifically. I hated Elmo. Elmo came after me. But
yeah,
I
exactly.
hated Elmo.
He chased you down and then, like, started stabbing.
Yes, yes. He still does. Right.
Yeah, exactly. The Tickle Me Elmo stuff, all that was like past my generation of it or whatever. Now with a kid who watches that stuff, I don't care. Elmo's fine. He doesn't bother me at all. He's like the
he's cranky from what I've seen.
Well, he's like, no, Big Bird is the cranky one. That's what's crazy about it is that Elmo is pure curiosity and kind-hearted, and Big Bird is like, well, I don't want to do, but I don't, why do I have to? And I'm like, shut up, I already have one of these. Like, yeah. I don't need another one. My bird scene. Okay, anyway, that's enough Sesame Street commentary for me. That's a
great impression.
Okay, well, and I guess we have to talk about one more thing before we go.
Yes.
Congratulations to SpaceX and not Elon Musk for the awesome launch that they had.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This week, he had like a roller coaster of a week. He launched that taxi, that cyber taxi. By the way, my computer updates that from cyber taxi to from cyber cab. It upgraded it. Auto-corrected it to Cyber Crab. I was like, yes, that's way better.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I wanted to like...
I would get on board with Elon Musk if he invented Cyber Crabs.
How are you getting to the party tonight? You got a ride yet? Don't worry, I called a Cyber Crab. Like, yeah, you did.
Exactly. Right on his back with giant claws.
Yeah, dude, you're safe. Predators, it just pinches them and stuff. It's cool. Then, like, if it gets in a wreck and one of its like claws falls off, you just reattach a new one. No big deal.
Yeah. And then you eat it.
But the SpaceX, what's it called? The super rocket. What the hell?
Falcon Heavy.
No, the other one. Starship with the super heavy.
Yeah.
They sent this thing up and it's basically like sending a skyscraper to space. Mm-hmm. They set up this giant rocket, and when the bottom section, the first stage, comes back, they catch it out of the air when it goes to land. It's too unstable to actually set down. So they just have like, I mean, it's basically, they call it the chopsticks that reach out and grab it and then hold it in place, and then they can lower it back down to the launch pad again later on, which is unbelievable. So congratulations to them for that. But then I'm watching this show called Solar System Strange Worlds, which was a BBC show with Professor Brian Cox. It's important to watch the BBC version if you can. Shout outs to Gravy, because Brian Cox is the presenter of it, and he has a history of making incredible, not only like television shows for the BBC, but also live stage performances, which are mind-boggling. He helped me for a few minutes understand quantum physics and stuff like that, quantum computing, these like really difficult concepts. He helped me understand, I say it like as if he told me specifically, but I went to one of his things. He's like, I'm going to teach you how to do relativity works in 5 minutes. And then he did. And I was like, holy crap. And then because of the years and years of damage to my brain that I've done, minutes later, I couldn't remember. But in that moment, I understood what was happening.
I understand the theory of relativity.
Unbelievable. I keep tweeting at him and stuff, and not recently, but I kept tweeting at him afterwards. Like, please release this information. Like, please record this again. Say it. Do something, because, like, I have to have it. Anyway, they're talking about the ice world is what this one is called, this episode out of the 5-episode series. And it's about how past a certain point, just past the asteroid belt, liquid water can't exist anymore because it's not warm enough. And so unless you had like some sort of like really active planetary body that could heat the ice back up somehow, or if the sun changed intensity or size or shape or whatever, shape, it becomes like a pyramid.
It's awesome. It's a giant cube. Flat sun.
It talks about these ice worlds, and they're like on Pluto, for instance, there are mountains of water ice. But then below it, there is frozen methane, like frozen liquid methane freezes, and it's under there. But because of the difference in density, the mountains of water ice are literally floating above the frozen methane. They like slide around the surface.
That's so cool.
Like the fact that we sent New Horizons there is unbelievable. And so he said, like, there's all these bodies out here that we would like to study. Specifically, Europa is a
moon. Yeah, I was just going to say.
And we have plans in October of 2024 to send the Europa Clipper from NASA Space Coast planet Jupiter. I'm watching that, and I look over at my kid, and I'm like, that literally launched today.
Yeah.
He's like, what? I don't get it. I was like, that's unbelievable that like I could then switch over to YouTube and be like, that's what they're talking about. That thing that's going to send a submersible to go under the ice and explore a drone for exploring under the ice on this planet that's, you know, a couple billion kilometers away. Like, that launched today, kid. And so from here out, don't forget the first time you watch this show, in a couple years, we'll come back to it and they'll have gotten there, in theory. And so SpaceX, with the Falcon Heavy to bring it all together, was the launch vehicle that took the Europa Clipper, such a massive craft that needs so much momentum that they didn't even bring back the reusable rockets to land. And take
Which, though it's incredible. Excuse me. The way that the Falcon Heavy usually works with those two side boosters, it essentially the Falcon 9 and then there's two more Falcon 9s strapped to either side of it. So
yeah, it's crazy.
And when they launch those suckers, the two Falcon 9s on the side strapped on its boosters are usually cut off early and they return down to Earth. And you get the sign when you're down there live for this, for the return, it's the two sonic booms and they actually re-land on the launch pad right there. Meanwhile, the third Falcon rocket will either land somewhere downstream on a drone ship or whatever else. But this time they needed so much thrust that they burned those suckers out. It's like when I was talking to you about this when we were watching it launch. And they got on that thing and it flew like a bat out of hell. Like for the longest time, the Atlas V rocket was like the fastest rocket launch wise. I mean, it was like compared to any of the other rockets that would launch, it was like a Ferrari and the others were Fiats. And this, because it was just like the giant Russian engines on it, and then it had boosters all around it as well. And then this one is just three super rockets. And I've never seen it where they've burnt out the two side boosters and kept going. And it was just, they hit the gas and throttled all the way up. It was the fastest launch I've seen outside of an Atlas V in years.
I can't wait to, I don't know the time frame for it to get there. I stopped paying attention to the details and started like trying to make my kid be impressed. But like, I'm like paper being like, why won't you pay attention? This is so important. Don't you see what a serendipitous this is? Me.
Yeah, Dad, you suck.
He's like, I like the one that blows up. And I'm like, of course you do. Of course you do. No, I like the crashes in racing. I don't care for the skill and the tactics and the strategy.
Yeah.
Which I like the crashes too, but don't get me wrong.
Why does your child have a monocle?
He's growing. He's waiting to have my mustache. He's going to inherit it from me. That's what I promised it for him. 24,000 miles per hour.
24,000 miles per hour? That's insane.
17 is what it takes to make a stable orbit, and it'll arrive at Jupiter in the year 2030. That sucks, dude. That's so long from now. So that means it has to go and get a bunch of gravity assists. They said where, like, and a gravity assist is when they launch it in the gravity of a planet, then pulls it back around, gives it a kick back the opposite direction where you're trying to go, so you can, like, ramp up a little extra speed. Like, kind of like if you're someone spinning you around by holding your arm and then they let go and you go flying. It's like that, I guess.
Pretty much like that.
One more thing real quick. TikTok replacing hundreds of moderators with artificial intelligence.
For you to...
They're just like trying to find you putting boobs or violence on the site.
No.
I don't think anyone is at all surprised that that is the move that they're going to do, right? But in Silicon Valley, the debate rages on, should AI be allowed to decide when it's okay to kill? The big argument that they make, which I think is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of flimsy. Do they call it straw man or something like that?
Straw man, yeah.
Wouldn't a landmine that can tell the difference between a school bus or a tank be better than a landmine that couldn't? And I'm like, well, aren't landmines illegal in war, yeah, no matter what? Like,
in California?
Yeah, like, so until the until the enemy starts using school buses to transport troops, then we've showed that stupid AI, let the kids drive the tanks.
We take tanks to school, blow up the
but
children.
it's like I guess all it takes is the tech company CEO, you know, having to like understand that their technology is being used to decide on its own if it's going to murder somebody. And you have to live with being the person that coded that or whatever. And we have lived a long time throughout human history with being the one that was responsible for the tools that made the killing possible. Like, it has not cost us much sleep so far or whatever. But right now, these people are arguing over it because, you have to be like, oh, my technology gets to decide when it's okay to kill another human or not, which is intense. So I say... you should write an AI to replace the CEO's decision making on whether or not it's okay. And then you have AI making the decisions for the AI that can then send breakup texts via AI and respond via AI.
AI, please tell me whether I should be allowed to kill these people, and is my girlfriend cheating on me? Should I leave her?
Perfect. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the show. End of the show. It's been an adventure, to say the least.
It's time
to find out if anything, what did we learn this week? Joining us, Sean Gravy-Gervin, with the pointers of perhaps what we even learned this week. Sean?
I mean, I'll say it's a good thing that Brandon's in Hawaii because he needs to start brining his flesh with that sweet Pacific salt water.
Can't wait to take a big old bite out of that butt.
Get him ready for Thanksgiving. I'll provide the gravy as always.
Obviously.
Siege, you're going to need to get a strap on to thicken up that blood stuff for the next time your head gets cut off.
Absolutely. I already have one.
It's such a small set of specific callbacks that only the present company will probably ever understand.
I'm going to go even deeper into the callback pool because Greg's going to have to work on his sucking skills to match his soft hands to service the wealthy.
Oh, this has been a week for the Galassoraptor.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.